Blog Talk Radio.
For joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired.
Good morning. My name is Reverend Laura Davis Perry. Thank you all for joining the Veronda Bellamy Inspired show this morning. I am the host for every Wednesday morning, which has been declared Woman Up Wednesday Prayer. Veronda Bellamy Inspired is doing something new this season. We're available to you, your family, and friends every morning, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have several different options, and we return every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You may call directly into the show by calling 914-338-0464 or access us via the web at www.verondabellamy.com from any Apple smart device or computer that you may have. If you would like to send over any prayer requests, we welcome your requests. Please send them to prayerrequests@verondabellamy.com, and someone from our team will most definitely respond to your request. If God places it on your heart to sow into this outreach ministry, you may do so via the website also, which is www.verondabellamy.com. And Veronda Bellamy is spelled V-E-R-O-N-D-A-B-E-L-L-A-M-Y. So this morning's scripture, you guys, is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12, and it reads, "Now we see the things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely." And when I think about God knowing me completely, that blesses me. God created me. He knew me before He made me. He can count the number of hairs on my head. So His knowing me completely just amazes me, because I can't be anything but transparent with Him, because He sees me. He knows the things that I'm hiding in my heart. He knows the things that I'm thinking in my head. God knows us completely. Today I want to read to you something called a reflection of me. My mind never listened to my heart. My heart appeared to be in control of everything, and my body was just all over the place. In the reading, the author spoke of concentration camps and all the means of suffering and deprivation it entails. Those stories brought back vivid memories and unlocked vaults that had been thrown to the back of my mind, buried under all the sunshine in my heart that covered all the grease, sugar, cakes, pies, candies, and other unhealthy things I have chosen to introduce to my palate over the years. In a way, I believe I have lived in my own individual concentration camp all my life. From the beginning, it seems that those in charge of taking care of me and protecting me made that act one of the least important concerns. The evidence of this was provided by reactions to my being molested by my adult uncle at age 5. Those individuals I considered my source of protection and provision covered that act up. They allowed him to move away unharmed, free to play on other unsuspecting young women and leave them as scared and broken as I. Maybe it was the declaration from my aunt, the woman I loved and longed to be like when I grew up, that I was never going to be anything, that I was ugly, that I was fat, mean, and hateful. Maybe it was the feeling of being out of place in every environment until this day. Maybe it was the fact that as I grew older, almost every cousin of the male gender in my family use me as a tool for their perverted pleasures. Maybe it's the pain that I still carry around today. Maybe it's the fact that I bolted to a place as far away from family as I could once I was of age. Maybe it's because I fear my daughter being subjected to the very thing I experienced. Maybe it's the feeling I often have of being alone. Maybe it's the belief I have that no one is real and could ever be genuine in their interactions with me. Could it be that I've lived in this prison for so long that I don't know what functioning any other way would look like? It could be the beatings I was subjected to as a child. It could be that my brain was damaged and I'm just stuck being in this camp until I close my eyes permanently. Maybe. I don't know. But it may just be. I often fantasize God miraculously coming down and pardoning me. Living in a place of peace and pardon, I often try to imagine how that would be. Would it be a happy place in which filled would be the lonely and empty spaces? I don't know, but it's often in my mind. Why can't I get this stuff off my mind, drop it, and move on? I don't know, because I consistently carry this around like a full-length mink coat in 101-degree heat. It smothers me at times and leaves me gasping for air. Fear at times grips me as if I'm staring down a 500-pound bear. Fear of what has been or will be, I don't know. Fear of the callings on my life and the fact that I have a responsibility. You know, ladies, we all have fears. We all have secrets. We all have things that are bound up in us that we need to work on getting rid of at some point in time. You might not be in that space right now, but at some point in life, there's been something that you fear, there's been something that has hurt you, there's been something that you've been holding on to that you need to let go of. Well, God sent me here today to tell you that now is that time to let that stuff go. It's time to move forward, move on with Him, and just develop that relationship with Him. So today's prayer is going to be about mending the brokenness. So let's go before the throne of God. God, we come before you this morning in our broken state, seeking you, our healer, our fixer, our mender. We want to thank you for just simply allowing us to be in your presence. Holy Spirit, we invite you in to help guide us. Guide us through this prayer. Bring revelation to us in our confusion and comfort in our hearts. Be the glue that mends us back together and binds us to you. Allow those broken pieces to fit together in whatever design you deem necessary. Lord, help our understanding. Help us to understand this process and how to allow it to proceed as you designed it to. God, I recognize that sometimes we seek to cover pain and ignore it by doing things to get us through. Things that we shouldn't do, Lord, that really don't get us through. They just cover up or mask the brokenness or the broken state that we're in. Lord, help us to see that that only slows our healing process. Lord, draw us closer to you. Gently apply the ointment known as the Holy Spirit to our hearts until we are healed. God, help us to reach out to one another as you reached out to us. Help us to lend a hand to our broken sisters and refuse to allow them to continue to live in their broken state. God, end this cycle, demolish this broken spirit, and help us to shine the light of you in all those that we can reach. Lord, we thank you this morning for all allowing us to commune with you, Lord. We just ask that you rain down on us right now so we can live a mended life, Lord. Lord, we ask that you just instill in us that ability to not live in this broken state any longer, Father. Continue to work on us and mend us and guide us and mold us into what it is that you would have us to be, Lord. And as we go from this place today, Lord, we just want to say that we love you, we honor you, and we count it all done in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. Now, before we go this morning, there may be those of you that are on this call or on this show that have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We invite you to do that this morning. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So right now I ask you to just ask Jesus to forgive you, to come into your heart and wash you clean of your sins, and it is done. If you have done this, you are saved. And after becoming saved, there's a responsibility that you have to continue in this journey by learning more, connecting more, and just getting yourself involved in the body of Christ. So we encourage you to please connect with the local church. And by doing so, you will definitely receive the help that you need to help you to continue on this journey. So we welcome you right now to the body. You are now an heir to the throne of Christ. We want to thank you for tuning in this morning to the Veronda Bellamy Show, and we pray that you have a beautifully blessed day.
For that person that's recently joined, I see you on, and I'm bringing you on in just a few seconds. Mary Bennett, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. We're so honored to have you on this morning at such a short notice. We know that you have one of the most beautiful voices that we've ever heard. And I consider it honestly to be an honor for you to join us this morning and to sing that song. I can't sing, otherwise I would do it. So I try to stay in my lane with these things that I have going on. So thank you for joining. Guys, we have Mary Bennett on the line with us right now, and I will post her contact information on my page as soon as I get a chance to today. But Mary, are you ready?
I sure am.
All righty, have at it, girl.
All right. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. Oh, but when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Oh, God. To me, he's been better than this so well, or better than you could ever be to me. He's been good to me. Yeah. He dried all of my tears away, turn my midnight into day. So I know, ladies, I don't care what you're going through, just lift your hands and say, thank you, Lord. I know you're going through hard times, but say, thank you, Lord. Sometimes I can't see my way, but I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ah, I won't complain.
Mary, thank you for that encouragement this morning. That was perfect for the show being Woman Up Wednesday. I'll be in touch with you soon, love, okay?
All right, love you.
So, guys, you've just heard from Mary Bennett. Her husband actually is a pastor here in Raleigh. So I will share her information again with you all on my sites and everything. So, guys, thank you again for joining Woman Up Wednesday. Make sure you join us back tomorrow to hear from Minister Charlene Alexander. You guys, be inspired. Thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired.